I'm glad you brought it up because I've been dying to talk about it for a fucking hot minute. First of all,
you are now tuned in to another episode of Ray Rants the Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Ashine, where I literally respond and rant to things that I see in my community as well as online. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and follow me for more. Ranters, I am so sorry for being late this week with my podcast. I got my wisdom tooth pulled. If you ever got your wisdom tooth pulled, then you know it is like not the funnest thing. My wisdom tooth grew in and it was causing me pain. And then getting it removed, it just feels funny because I have a hole in my mouth. And if you ever got your wisdom tooth pulled, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't got your wisdom tooth pulled, hey, you know what, kid? One day you'll grow up and be a big kid. Until then, enjoy being a kid. I'm joking. But, yeah, so if I'm talking funny, if I'm slurring my words a little bit, if it sounds like I have a lisp, understand that I'm getting used to, like, my mouth with a hole in it, if that makes sense. So, yeah. But let me go ahead and get into today's topic. This is something that I thought about as I was scrolling through this Twitter thread. And it was basically this guy who said, fellas, list something that women do to themselves that you find unattractive, right? It was something like that. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what he said. And a lot of men were listing off things like fake eyelashes. They didn't like the makeup. They didn't like the fake hair weave that we wore. They didn't like fake nails. They didn't like BBLs. Like, they were just saying like a lot of things that they didn't like, which are pretty much all enhancements that women do to themselves to enhance their features, you know. And as a woman who does all of that, like, I wear makeup, I wear hair weave, I wear fake nails, etc., I kind of at first was like, damn, what do y'all like about women? But then as I started reading more into the comments and seeing the men go back and forth in dialogue with themselves over what they didn't like, I noticed that it wasn't that they necessarily had a problem with hair weave. And it's not like they had a problem with makeup. And it's not like they had a problem with fake eyelashes or fake nails. But they had a problem with the exaggeration of it. So there's always a guy that's like, oh, I love my women with no makeup. And then they show a picture. And me as a woman, I'm looking at this other woman who they think has no makeup on. I'm like, she definitely has makeup on. It's just that her makeup looks very light and natural and doesn't look exaggerated. Same thing when men be like, oh, I love women with natural hair, and they'll show like this light skinned, curly haired girl, but she's wearing like weave or something. I'm like, okay, she's wearing weave. So you're saying you like natural hair. So it's not so what I realized and what I recognized is that the enhancements is not the problem. It's the way it looks. Like, if it looks too fake or exaggerated, that's really what the men had an issue with. Because like I said, I've had conversations with men. They'd be like, yeah, I don't like women that wear hair weave. And I'm like, is it really that you don't like women that wear hair weave? Or you don't like women that wear hair weave that obviously is exaggerated and doesn't resemble closely to her hair? Now, in typical Rachel fashion that loves pissing niggas off, I would tell women to continue to do what the fuck you want to do and fuck these niggas, okay? That's always going to be my standpoint on a lot of shit. But to be like, you know, a little devil's advocate, I guess, to kind of be a Libra who sees both sides, ha ha ha, I can see kind of where men come from, because in the evolution of my identity from a wig wearer, because like I said, if you know my origin story, you know that I used to wear wigs like crazy, okay? I used to be lace front down, okay, every chance I got. And like I said, if you know my origin story, you could not catch me without a wig about 2 or 3 years ago. Like, no, I wasn't doing it. So, you know, I say all of that to say, like, I've even changed my appearance and how I present myself over the years. But what really made me change was really developing self-love for myself. The more I loved myself, the more I cared for myself, the more I healed like childhood trauma, and I healed a lot of insecurities and a lot of things about myself, I kind of stopped being codependent on like wigs and makeup and things like that. I'm not saying I would never wear a wig again. I'm not saying I would never wear makeup again. I just say like I'm not codependent on it. I love doing my makeup. And I tell guys all the time when they talk about, oh, women wearing makeup, I'm like, you got to understand, when you see a woman with makeup on, what she's telling you is that she's a very creative person. That's all I think of when I see women that wear makeup or have long nails or have colorful hair weave. I'm like, oh, this is a creative woman who's expressing herself through her body. Her body is like a canvas, and she's either dressing it up with hair weave or makeup or, you know, acrylic nails or et cetera. But it's an expression. It's her telling you where she's at in life. And when I look at it through that lens, I see nothing wrong with it, because it's like, what is your makeup probably a little bit too colorful? Is it a lot? Maybe for me, but that's just not where I'm at in life anymore. I'm not screaming for somebody to look at me. And that's pretty much what all of this is. When a woman wears like, you know, like I said, bright colors, bright hair, bright makeup, whatever it may be, I see it as, okay, she wants someone to look at her. The long nails, the exaggerated long nails, you want attention. And that's pretty much what it is. That's pretty much all it is when you look at it on a psychological level of why you go to the extremes of with your hair and with your nails and with your makeup, even with your body. I've seen, and let me say this. I'm going to piss some people off, and I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm going to be honest. A lot of shit that looks good online does not look good in person. And that's also what made me kind of stop wearing and doing certain things with my hairstyle and how I present myself. When I realized, like, damn, this shit really doesn't really look good in person, I will stop wearing it. I will stop doing it. My makeup routine has changed over time because I'm like, this shit doesn't look good in person. It may look good on camera. It may look good behind this little filter or something. But in person, when I'm looking at myself or when people are looking at me, I'm thinking, does this look like my skin? Does this look like my hair? Is it fooling the eye of the beholder? You know, that's what I kind of think of when I'm wearing like makeup, hair, etc. And like I said, if it's too exaggerated or it looks too crazy in person, I just be thinking how I don't want to wear it. Or I don't want to have it on my body or something like that. So, like I said, my makeup routine has changed. Things have changed in my appearance when I go out because I think it looks crazy in person. And yeah. So, like, BBLs, for example, I was in a mall, like, a while ago. And I'm seeing all these girls with like booties and stuff like that. I actually saw this girl that I follow on Instagram. I thought she was so pretty, da da da, on Instagram. I knew she had a BBL, you know, but it looks good on Instagram. Y'all, I saw her in person and I thought, this can't be the same ass that's online. I thought, like, this can't be the same booty that you see online, because it looks exaggerated. It looked so disproportionate from her real body. And I thought, you know, and I'm not trying to like clown women who get BBLs, and I'm not saying like any of that is wrong. I think what we're missing is, how realistic is it? Does it look good in person? Is it something that, like, you know, in person, is it palatable? I guess that's what I want to say. And like I said, when I think of women who go to the extremes and have extravagant work done on their body or have like extravagant hair or extravagant makeup, because like even when I was in that era where I had extravagant hair weave and extravagant makeup and extravagant, and I wore kind of like extravagant nails and stuff like that, it was me, my soul, really screaming for attention. It was screaming for somebody to look at me. It was screaming for, hey, look at my hair, look at my makeup, compliment me on it or something. Like, you know, you want to be seen, you want to be recognized. And that's why I say, depending on where you are at in life, your makeup and your hair and how you present yourself on a daily basis reflects in that. Same thing with wigs. Like, yo, wigs only look cute the first day or two, maybe 3 days max. After that, your wig is looking a little funny. And I'm, like I said, I'm saying this as someone who used to wear wigs. Your wig be looking real funny, y'all. And if you don't know how to redo that shit in 2 to 3 days, take that shit off. Take that shit off, okay? I'm keeping it real. Because like I said, like even when you think about lace fronts and stuff like that, I'm telling you, it doesn't look good after a few days. It's not giving, oh my gosh, that could be your natural hair, like it looks so good. Like, remember when, like I said, a lot of things that you see online don't look good in person. So like when the lace fronts would come and they're putting like the little concealer on the little like natural part or whatever and stuff, I'm looking at that and like in person, I'm like, that shit don't really look good in person. Like, it looks like you got makeup on your hair, you know, and it don't really look good. Same thing like with like fake eyelashes, you know, like especially if they're big, right? I think about like, damn, it doesn't really look as good as it does online, you know. Or like blush, the girls gonna hate me for saying this, but I hate blush. And the reason why I hate blush is because it's one of those things to me. When I look at it and see it on somebody in person, if it's exaggerated, it looks crazy. And that's what made me stop wearing blush. Because when I was wearing blush, I'm like, oh, this looks cute. And then I saw someone else wear blush and I said, this bitch look like a clown. And then it made me be like, do I look like a clown? And so I stopped wearing blush. I ain't gonna lie. That's one of the things, that's one of the reasons why I don't wear blush. Same thing with foundation. I'm like, damn, foundation makes your makeup look like 10 times like thicker, you know. So I stopped wearing foundation. And like I said, like when you recognize, when you see certain things in person, you'd be like, that shit does not look good in person. I always, like when I'm doing my makeup or in my hair, I always do this thing where I don't, where I'm not surrounded by like big bright lights and I don't have like any filter on, and I look at myself. And if I look at myself with like low lighting and like no filters and et cetera, and I love the way I look, I did my makeup good and I did my hair good. If I only like the way I look with a filter on or with like bright lights or something, I hate the way I look. Because that's my test to myself to be like, did I over exaggerate my makeup today? Did I over exaggerate my hair? Did I overdo it? But that's just the evolution of me wanting to be like, hey, I want to be accepted more like me. I want you to see my natural hair, see my natural features, and like me more for me. I remember back when I was like maybe 5, 6, 7 years old, somewhere around that age range, before I ever got a perm slapped on my hair. I was very natural. I had like the 70s funkadelic like look. Like I had like literally afro. And I remember wanting to go to school just with my afro. I hated, like, getting my hair pressed or getting my hair straightened or braided up and stuff like that. I hated all of that stuff. I was like, just let me wear my big-ass afro. But my mom was like, no, girl, we don't walk out the house like that. We don't do that. And from there, I just think about from the time I got my hair permed, on until like maybe the last 2 years, I kind of had this hate with my real hair. I was like, oh, I hate my real hair. It's not full enough. It's not long enough. It's not curly enough. It's not, you know, whatever enough. It was always something with my hair. I hated it. I hated it. I hated it always. And then I did like a last big chop like a couple years ago, and I said, you know what? I'm going to start loving my hair. So I noticed, like, as women, we are, especially Black women, we hyper fixate over if our hair is laid to the gods, like if our edges is laid, you know, did we slick it up? What's the best edge control to use, and et cetera. And I feel like we get so caught up. And if our hair is perfect, I think we're one of the only ethnicities that may be obsessed over this. I could be wrong. Could be wrong, of course. But I feel like when you see other ethnicities like white people, Hispanics, hell, Asians, whatever, you notice like they embrace the imperfectness of their hair. It'll be like, oh, messy buns or like beach waves. And it's always like this messy kind of hairstyle. And I'm like, I hate that, not to be more like them, but it's just like as Black women, why are we having to obsess about our hair laying down? And oh my gosh, I don't have any edge control today. Or, you know, I can't wear just a messy bun. I have to slick my hair up. And like, I just don't do that. I recognize that I don't do that. I kind of just be like, hey, if I don't feel like putting no edge control on my hair today, I'm not doing that shit. I'm throwing it in this messy bun. And we're going to go to the grocery store like the fuck. And I still get approached by men in my natural, like, you know, and with my natural self. You know, I just think about how as women, you know, as Black women, I'm saying more so Black women, we got to stop obsessing over our hair being super perfect. That was the whole reason for like the concealer down the middle of your fucking head, because you wanted the most perfect part. And I thought, like, that shit's not realistic. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one's middle part is that damn perfect. You know, no one's side part is that damn perfect. No one's baby hairs are that damn full and thick. And so, like I said, like, the evolution of me personally and me loving myself and me like starting to accept myself for everything that I was kind of made me just not want to show up in this exaggerated way. My nails are no longer like super long. I can't remember the last time I got super long nails. You know, I let my real nails grow out. I barely wear like the added tip or whatever. And I just get an overlay or acrylic or whatever on it. I get like very subtle natural colors, right? Because I don't want my nails to be a distraction. I don't want my hair to be a distraction. I don't want my makeup to be a distraction. I don't want my body to be a distraction. I want people to like me for me. So I just say this as like a 27-year-old woman who now doesn't do a lot of exaggerated makeup and hair and et cetera. And I can tell you that today I love myself and I accept myself and I feel much better about myself than I did when I was wearing a lot of wigs and makeup and long nails. You know, like the more I start to love myself, the more like the makeup kind of doesn't matter and the hair doesn't really matter and the nails aren't really that big of a deal to me as much, you know? But anyways, I want to hear your opinions on what you think about today's episode. Ladies, do you feel like, hey, fuck all that shit, I'm gonna do what I want to do, it's not about a nigga? Or do you feel like maybe I'm kind of right. Maybe I should present myself in a more natural or realistic way. Not saying don't wear enhancements, but